This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz. It's great to be with you today. Here's a question to think about, one that's been on the minds of people for centuries, actually. Is there anything that God cannot do? Now, I think that's a really fascinating question, because for centuries, philosophers and Christians and non-Christians have debated this idea whether God is all-powerful. Now, of course, if you know the Bible, you know that there are many places in the Bible where there are references to God's omnipotence. There's a big word for you. Omnipotence. It means his ability to do anything. The word omni from the Latin omnis, meaning powerful. For example, in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27, God asks this rhetorical question, "Is anything too hard for me?" And in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, you might know this verse, Jesus says, "With God, all things are possible." So can it really be said that God can do anything? Well, many theories have been stated over the years, of course, of things that God can't do. God can't do things that are self-contradictory or inconsistent or just totally absurd. For example, God can't draw a round square or make a triangle with seven sides. God can't be a married bachelor or win a game of chess after he's been checkmate. Now, there's some rather unusual illustrations. So this is the dilemma that philosophers have argued about over for many years. Can God make a rock too heavy for himself to lift? Well, either answer to this question would prove that God was not powerful. That is, either he couldn't make the rock or he couldn't lift it. Do you understand what I'm saying here? This style of paradox is reduced really to an absurd situation, and there's really no answer there. But we believe, Christians believe, that God is omnipotent, that God can lift a rock of any weight. And so to ask him to make one that he can't lift is really self-contradictory. It's like asking God to draw a three-sided square. It's not logically possible. So his inability to do so is not evidence that he's not omnipotent. Now, some Christians argue that God's powers are not limited by human logic. It was the renowned Christian writer C.S. Lewis that you may have heard of. He said, "Nonsense doesn't cease to be nonsense when we put the words God can before it." So some of the things that God can't do, rather than seem detracting from his power, actually enhance his status. For example, let's try and make this simple. We could argue that if God is everywhere, then he can't move. But surely not needing to move to be ever-present is another sign that he's very powerful. God can't do things that require a body. He can't cough or break a finger. He hasn't got a body like us. But being free of the limitations of the human body is more of a strength than a weakness. So the question of what God can do, what he has done, is probably a more meaningful one when seeking out evidence that's for or against his power. Let me try and make it a little bit more simple. God cannot do anything that's contrary to his character. For example, lying. God cannot lie, and the Bible actually tells us this in Titus chapter 1, verse 2. God, who does not lie, promised us this life before the beginning of time. So God cannot lie. I mean, falsehood is completely out of harmony with God's nature. Here's another verse from Numbers 23, verse 19. God is no mere human. He doesn't tell lies or change his mind. God always keeps his promises. That's a great verse. And so because God is a holy God, he cannot sin, he can't go back on his word, he can't go against his nature. And do you know that God cannot play favourites? He shows no favouritism. And Romans 2 verse 11 says that God doesn't have any favourites. That's in the contemporary English version. In other words, our God is even-handed. He's above board with everyone. So it's a fascinating question, and I hope that you might think about it. Is there anything that God cannot do? Well, Lord, we come to you today and we want to worship you. You are a great God. And as we kneel, Lord, before you, the load is lifted and we can see your beauty. And so may our lives be filled, Lord. May your bounty and your joy give us a new step in our walking. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.